Celebrating the connection with our pets. This is Animal Radio, featuring your dream team, veterinarian Dr. Debbie White and groomer Joey Villani. And here are your hosts, Hal Abrams and Judy Francis.
And welcome. Here is the toll-free number, 1-866-405-8405. If you have questions about your pet's medical health, we have Dr. Debbie here to answer those questions. And grooming questions for Joey Villani, the dog father, also here. And if you just want to call and say hi, check in, tell us how things are going for you, we'd love to hear from you. 1-866-405-8405. Don't forget, you can also ask your questions from the free Animal Radio app for iPhone and Android. Download that puppy now. And I can tell you so many reasons to download it. There was another recall this week. It's a food recall, not a big brand, but if it's a brand that you feed your animals, it means a lot to you. You need to know about this kind of stuff. So whenever there's a recall and you have the Animal Radio app, a notification goes out and tells you what's wrong. Who's recalling the food?
Pretty cool.
It is. Another reason to download the free Animal Radio app, as well as asking your questions from the app. On today's show, if you ever watched Mad TV or King of Queens or really dozens of other programs where Nicole Sullivan was acting.
She's funny.
She's very funny. She's a little blonde gal from...
She was a dog walker.
She was a dog walker on King of Queens. How appropriate. She's going to be joining us today. I'm looking forward to this. She's a very funny gal, and she's doing an event with the Kitty Bungalow, the Charm School for Wayward Cats.
Yes, we've had them on before.
Yeah, we have, and they have some really original ideas for raising money for the cats. Also, the creator of PetFinder.com, which, may I say, is probably... the biggest and most well-known adoption site on the internet.
Yes, it is.
Betsy Saul, she will be joining us. She has a brand new website, and we're going to talk to her in just a few minutes. Lori, what do you got going on?
Well, we usually think about, invisible fences and that kind of a containment system for pets, for dogs, right? But now they've done a study on using an invisible fence or underground fence with cats, and we'll tell you what the final opinion is on that.
Okay, I didn't know cats could be trained anything, so I'd love to...
you never know.
That's on the way. Let's go to the phones for your calls first. And let's go to line four where we have Russ. Hey, Russ, how are you doing?
I'm doing pretty well, thank you.
Where are you calling from today?
I'm calling from a suburb of New Orleans. I'm right outside New Orleans in a place that I just moved to about 7 or 8 months ago. I sold my home in New Orleans, and I moved in an apartment complex where my sister lived, and they had many cats here, and someone was feeding these cats from about a half a block away, because it's against the law, against the rules of the apartment managers to have cats in the apartments, and the owner found out about it, and they're really mad, and they're trying, and they threatened to evict people, anyone who helped feed or give the cats water or anything.
Wow.
Now, and they have a number of kittens, about 2 months old. And I was wondering if you can tell me, will the kittens, I think the older ones will, but will the kittens find another food source before they die?
Hard to say. I mean, that's really taking away suddenly a food source to an assisted colony like that, that can create a hardship for them. So the big concern would be is, does that add undue stress to their health plane? And does that mean they're going to be more likely to succumb to infectious disease or parasites or what have you if they're really struggling or they don't have that, food source that they become accustomed to? So, that's rough. I would certainly hope someone else in the nearby area could take over for them. And the thing I would encourage you to do is, at least in most communities, when we have trap and release programs in the areas, like in the Las Vegas area where I'm at, you actually can register colonies. And that basically means not that you take responsibility for like every cat, but it basically just means, okay, we know we have a population of cats in this area, and you register with them usually through organizations related to the shelter systems.
Mm-hmm.
And that can be a benefit because it can, if you can't participate in this, you can maybe find someone in the nearby area who can take care of this colony. And that may even mean that can help bring in financial resources because at least in my area, when you register a cat colony, then that brings them into the opportunities to get the the trapping where they get spayed and neutered and they get vaccinations and then they get released. So if we get these kitties, if they're not already in a program like that, then, you know, you might find someone else who can take that role and then ensure that they're not getting the cutoff and their, you know, resources that they've come to kind of count on at this point.
This animal community thing, is there a name they go by? I've never heard of that before.
Yeah, I would just kind of Google in your area as far as cat colony registration, with your locale. And in our area, it's done by the county, I believe, on the county basis. But it really depends on how your animal sheltering system's broken down, if it's by a citywide basis or county.
Yes. I called the SPCA, and after 5 days, the one nearest me euthanizes the cats. And I can't go for that.
Yeah, and we're not looking for that.
Before I would have anybody involved.
And that's not what these kitties need. As feral cats, the adults are likely not going to be adoptable in the true sense of the word. The kittens might, and certainly getting them into one of these systems, then they can have an opportunity to get socialized and used to being around people on that basis. But the adults, we wouldn't, you know, if you took them to a shelter, their behavior would be that of a feral cat. And yeah, they probably would be euthanized unless they're kind of in this kind of situation where we have a trap and release.
I'm bringing you a step further. If I can just say, ask you one more thing.
Sure.
I'm being threatened to be evicted if I help the cats anymore. If I can't find any other source of helping them, what are the chances of these younger kittens, so about 2 months old, they're not that young, what are the chances of them finding another food source? Is it less, not too likely at all? Because I'm willing to take the gamble of helping them. I'm going to have to get a lawyer to defend me on this issue because these cats have been here like for years. I've talked to apartment administration people, and they said because the landlord allowed these cats to stay here these many years, she cannot really evict anyone for helping them on the property. But if I do help them, I want to be prepared to help them only because there's no other way. So what are the chances of these younger kittens of finding another food source if I can't find any other place like you're referring to?
Yeah, you know, that's hard to answer. I honestly can't say. It really depends on the neighbors in the area. And will, if they start hanging around somebody else's house, is someone else going to feed them? Or are they going to be limited?
Cats can only go a few days without water and 2 weeks without food and nobody around here, and they're still hanging around my apartment.
Yeah.
And I'm just thinking the worst, that they're starving and starving. I've been giving them still water, but I'm afraid to keep feeding them because they won't leave my they won't go somewhere else. But I've been giving them water, but it seems to me they're not getting fed, and every day that goes by, their lives are in danger. So you're not sure of the situation. I guess what you're saying, the older they are, the greater the possibility of them finding another place to go. Am I correct in saying that?
Yeah, well, I think just kind of having the adult cats there to kind of lead the way, because they're going to kind of follow their lead. And don't forget that, you know, feral cats also, they hunt. So if they're learning those skills from the other adult cats. Now, as a resident or someone in that neighborhood, I would far rather see feral cat colonies fed than saying, okay, let's just let them fend for themselves, get into garbage, and, you know, kill off all the local birds. I would rather say, you know, as a landlord, you know, this is going to be a better solution to this problem. And if, you know, we could get a local animal health authority in, maybe that will help to control the population. Because once you spay and neuter these guys,
but they have been spayed and neutered. Not the kids, but the others have.
Okay. Well, that's good.
I know I'm taking up a lot of time, but if we can help him with this, maybe you can. You could just say goodbye then. Are there any legal help? Is there any legal help to defend these cats that I could go to? Is there any kind of type of an attorney that could help defend these lives of these cats? There's about a dozen of them.
You know, I know we've had some lawyers that specialize in animal law, so mm-hmm. you may have someone in your area. I don't know, Hal, Judy, do you remember the individual we had?
The Animal Legal Defense Fund comes to mind immediately, and doing an internet or a Google search for the Animal Legal Defense Fund might help you at least find a lawyer who can say if you have any traction whatsoever.
Okay, Animal Legal Defense Fund. Okay, thank you so much. I'm just going to hope the best and see if I can get some additional help. Thank you for your time.
Yes, we wish you the best of luck. Keep us posted. Let us know how this goes.
Right, I will. I've grown very attached to these cats. And they're the most, they don't fight with one another. They're the most dear creatures that I've seen around in a long time. I hate to see them die, so I'll let you know.
Okay, we appreciate what you're doing. Toll free 1-866-405-8405 to reach out to the Dream Team.
Call the Dream Team now at 1-866-405-8405.
Alan Cable with today's amazingly sweet love story watch.
It tickles.
Owen's getting a little kiss from his dog. He's 7 years old. This is a story of how one little boy and a dog changed each other's lives. Owen has an illness that causes his muscles to constantly be tense, so it's very difficult for him to move around and do simple things. It's made him very shy and withdrawn. Well, some folks were searching for someone to adopt a dog named Hachi. He's a big Italian shepherd that only has three legs.
Hachi got hit by a train and then came to us.
Owen says it was a magical meeting.
First, I met him, put his head on my lap, and that's what happened.
Owen's family says he's a different kid with Hachi there, much more outgoing.
Really happy. Everything changed my life.
This is
Animal Radio, baby.
Dogs or cats, horse or emu, animals are people too.
You know what they say, if you don't vote, you can't complain. Well, don't tell that to Toby. A New Zealand dog owner got in a lot of trouble for filling out a voter registration form for Toby, his Jack Russell Terrier. Peter Rhodes of Queenstown says he was just trying to make a point about government bureaucracy. But the bureaucrats aren't laughing. A local official said Rhodes may face criminal charges for voter fraud, even though Toby didn't even vote in the recent national election. Toby signed his voter's registration form with a paw print, and his occupation was listed as rodent exterminator. I'm Britt Savage for Animal Radio.
Animals are people too. Animal Radio.
Did you know canine caviar diets are formulated with common health concerns in mind, such as diabetes, cancer, and kidney disease? You see, canine caviar uses low GI carbs, which reduce hunger and prolong physical endurance. Free of GMO, gluten, hormones, steroids, and antibiotics, Canine Caviar's five-star dog and cat foods are the only alkaline-based foods in the world, and that promotes a healthy lifestyle for your furry family. Find out more at caninecaviar.com.
Not available in all states. Whoa, what do you have there?
It's a Reese and Irvy's frozen yogurt. We just had our robot make one.
A robot made your frozen yogurt?
Yes, from Reese and Irvy's, the world's first fully interactive robot vending machine that serves 9 flavors of delicious yogurt with 6 amazing toppings. And it's available for an exclusive franchise opportunity.
Wait, you mean I can own my own frozen yogurt robots?
And make money at the same time. These robots are the future of frozen yogurt franchising. They can be placed almost anywhere and operate 24/7. Malls, theme parks, grocery stores, you name it.
A robot that serves frozen yogurt. That's revolutionary.
Exactly. Reese and Irvy's Froyo robots are taking the market by storm. No more messy yogurt bars, long lines, or do-it-yourself machines. Just delicious frozen yogurt in 60 seconds or less. Anytime, anywhere.
How do I get my own Reese and Irvy's robots?
It's easy, but you better act now. Locations and machines are going fast. Just go to froyofranchising.com and enter promo code 1111. That's froyofranchising.com, promo code 1111.
Hey, Paul, upgrade season's here. I got my new iPhone 7 from Sprint.
So, Pete, you upgraded your phone and your carrier. Smart.
Sprint? I've been hearing good things about their network.
Yes, Joey, all networks are within 1% reliability of each other now. And Sprint saves you 50% on most current national carrier rates.
Switch to Sprint and get the new iPhone 7. Plus, save 50% off most current national carrier rates. Don't let a 1% difference cost you twice as much. Visit a Sprint store, sprint.com/iPhone, or call 1-800-SPRINT-1 today.
50% savings until 5/31/18 after pay full amount. Subject to $30 activation fee. Credit and valid porting. Must choose from porting carrier rates. Applies to Verizon Plan 2, 4, 8, 16, 24, 30, 40, and 50 gigabytes. AT&T Mobile Share Advantage. 1, 3, 6, 10, 16, 25, 30, 40, 50 gigabytes. T-Mobile Simple Choice 2, 6, 10 gigabytes. Carrier and international features differ. Plans exclude unlimited music and video streaming, data carryover, and cloud options that other carriers' plans may offer. See website for eligible plans. Reliability claim based on third-party data. Offer coverage not available everywhere. Restrictions apply.
America was built by people with a few dollars and a dream. And while many don't know it, there's one path to success that still only requires a dream and about $10. That's right. If your dream is to start or grow your business, something as simple as the right business card could make all the difference. And today, at Vistaprint.com, you can get 500 full-color business cards for only $9.99. That's right, only $9.99. Just go to Vistaprint.com and enter promo code 3388 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 3388.